Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? You've often heard the phrase that a picture is worth a thousand words, right? But you may not get a thousand words to describe your pictures. As a matter of fact, if you spent a thousand words describing a picture, you'd probably bore somebody to tears. Now, one of the things I've been told is I'm a great speaker. I appreciate that. I'm a good speaker. Whatever your opinion is, that's awesome. But I can tell you what I am not. I'm not a great writer. As a matter of fact, I'm probably a poor to fair writer. Now, all of us have to write. I mean, there's things we do every single day, right? You do emails. Maybe you're in a business where you have to write proposals. And of course, you have to put out social media posts. In social media, you only get 144 characters per tweet, and you shouldn't use all of those. We'll talk about that sometime. Blogs. You have to do a minimum of 300 words in a blog for Google to index it. And maybe you get up to the 700 range, you know, or 800 or whatever, but once you hit 1,000, you start to hit a brick wall where you start to lose people. Unless you have an incredible subject where people want more. And maybe you need to break it into multiple blog posts. Even sales pages have a flow. There's a certain thing when somebody writes it the correct way, it guides people through the process to the sale. Text is everywhere. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, websites. I've got 22 websites, and every single one of them has a different audience and a different message. Emails. You've got just the traditional emails you do, the broadcast emails. I don't know if you're using AWeber or MailChimp or something like that, but those are a whole nother place where you have to write a little bit differently. And we talked about sales pages. When you get to a landing page or a lead page or something like that, you're trying to guide people to do something. Traditionally, there's flyers and brochures and all of that kind of stuff. Even think about your LinkedIn bio. Does your LinkedIn bio create a message that is compelling, that people want to connect with you or maybe even do business with you? And then we talked about blog posts. Every blog I do, I have to create brand new content that's going to engage an audience in a completely different subject. There's a lot of writing that you have to do. Here's a great quote and thought. Think about this. If you write 1,000 words a day, as I do, after 100 days, you'll look up and have a book. It may be a mess, and you may have to revise it 50 times, but you can't revise it if you haven't written it yet, and that's by Justin Cronin. So, no matter what you do, there's all kinds of opportunities for us to communicate through text. And like I said, I'm not really that great at it. So let me give you a couple of tips that I've learned on how to write great text. First and foremost, start out by writing your story. Stories are the cornerstone of great communications. I know that through giving presentations and speeches. By telling stories, you engage people. The other thing that you have to do is talk benefits, never features. Nobody's going to buy your stuff because of the red knob or the blue knob. It's what that knob does that matters. It's the things that are going to solve pain points, that's going to make people's lives better. That's the cornerstone of what you're writing to. And also, make it conversational. Think as if you're talking to a friend one-on-one. You wouldn't walk up to a friend and say, "Well, you know, my widget and its blue knobs are the finest blue knobs that have ever been around in the world, right? No, most people would look at you and go, dude, what are you talking about? What you've got to do is you've got to make it conversational. It's like, man, these knobs absolutely changed my life. They made me feel stronger, better. I can communicate in a way that I could never do before. Now all of a sudden they're going, hey, I want to have what he's having or she's having, right? Let me give you a tip on how I write my blogs. I actually talk them into my computer using the same mic I do with this podcast. Now, if you have a Mac and you have the latest operating system, it's built in. You go to Edit, and at the bottom of the menu, you'll see something that says Start Dictation. You can start dictation into Evernote. You can do it into blog posts. You can do it into any document that you can possibly imagine. If you're on a PC, maybe you have to buy a program like Dragon Naturally Speaking. I bought that for Mac for a while, but now it's built in. I don't need it anymore. But think about it. If you're talking your way into your writing, it's going to be a lot more conversational. So as you're writing, think about how you'd speak it versus how you'd type it. The other thing that you have to think about is don't worry about the headline till after you've created the content. But to draw people in, no matter what it is, whether it's a web page, whether it's an email, whether it's a tweet or a social media post, the first thing that you say is the thing that draws people in. So you're going to have to create a killer headline at one point. You have to make sure that your content has an emotional feel to it. People want to feel what you're talking about, not just listen to what you're talking about. If it makes you feel happy, sad, agitated, whatever it is, you've got to draw them in and then solve their problem, solve their pain. And finally, you have to have a call to action. What do you want people to do? So all of those things are incredibly important. So here's a quote from somebody that takes a slightly different angle on this. It's Bob Ehrlich, or Ehrlich. And he says, I've always believed the words that came out of my mouth were most comfortable when I've written them down. So he believes in writing them down and then speaking them. So here's the thing I want you to think about. Since I'm not really super, super good at writing, I like hiring people to help me formulate the information. So consider hiring a pro to help you out with the various different things that you do. I mentioned in the virtual assistant podcast that I have multiple virtual assistants. I've got one that helps me with email. I've got one that helps me with my blog. I got one that helps me with my radio show. And they each have a different purpose. You can do the same thing with writers. I've hired writers to rewrite the content for my website. I have one particular writer that proofreads and posts my blog post for me. I have another writer that does my client content for me, and another that helps me with my sales pages. The key thing is I find people who specialize in those areas. You may be lucky enough to find one writer who can do all of that stuff for you. But the key thing is you want to find somebody who is going to help you maximize the message to the audience that you're trying to get to. So maybe you need to hire somebody to write your bio for you on LinkedIn. Maybe you need to hire somebody to help make your blog post more explosive. Lord knows I hired a writer to help me write my book and make it a better product for all. So know your strengths, know your weaknesses. My weakness is writing. So I find pros that help me better deliver content that focuses on my audience. Get some references, check out their success stories, but most importantly, start the process to polish your final products like a pro.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.